When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's episode of the Mind Sculptors podcast is sponsored by TCG Player, your source for all your trading card game needs. Use our link in the description the next time you get your cards to help support the show. Today's episode is also made possible by our Patreon subscribers. If you want to support the show directly, head over to patreon.com/themindsculptors and you can become part of the Sculpty family today. Or if you don't want to do any of that, leave a like and comment on YouTube or a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts as an offering to Algorithm Jesus.
Easter's coming up. Just got to remind everybody the reason for the season, Jesus has risen.
Yep, just when you thought your two favorite liberals couldn't get any more conservative.
And sculptors.
Listen, there is Jesus was a hippie, okay?
That's true.
He was a hippie. You know, I know that you are, you know, one of those heathens. But, you know, I believe in the reason for the season and have a t-shirt with Jesus risen. Hitting a power chord on the guitar. I love this t-shirt. I saw this on TikTok and was just like, all right, well, I can't not get that.
Yeah. You're like, oh, it's so weird. I have another purchase in my cart. That's so strange. You put that there.
It's bizarre how that happened. I got it. And when I didn't tell Cassidy about it,
because
I knew she would be annoyed, rightfully so. And so when we brought mail in, she was like, oh, what's that? And I go, you're going to hate this. You're going to be so pissed off that I spent $20 on this. But she was like, at least wear it on the show so it's a tax write-off. And I was like, okay.
And this is why it's good to have a wife who's smarter than you.
See, now the key is I got to remember, write it off on my tax.
No, you don't understand. We needed to inspire our viewers with the word Christ.
Listen, like I said, this is a Christian. We are good Christians. We play the right amount of lands in our decks. We follow the Ten Commandments that Jesus put forth. Do not lie. Do not cheat. All that good stuff.
Make sure to pass priority correctly.
Yeah, pass priority correctly.
Puff pass. You know, all of the commandments.
Eat your fruits and vegetables. All the stuff that we here at the Mind Sculptors are really just the mouths of Christ. And
oh man, how many think unsubscribes we're gonna get on that one? This is a good bit though.
I don't know. The magic community isn't known for being a religious bunch.
No, and that's fair. That's fair. I also do think it's different when we do a tight five about Christ.
Listen, like I said last week, speaking of last week, I do have an update on the Lime Scooter situation. because. Fuck. So people last week were in the comments being like, oh, well, that's the point of them is like they come, they collect them and whatever. Uh-huh. I don't know why Spotify decided to start playing in the background, but whatever. I got these comments talking about, oh, well, they come and collect them. And it's like, listen, I don't know what city you live in, but there is no Lime depository here in Louisville. They just are where they are. And if you use them, then they go away, at least from where you're at. So they have gone from, they've made a few moves in our apartment complex over the past week. The first move was to the there was a corner. We're getting
a fucking play by play of.
Oh no, we're getting a full play by play. So they moved to the street corner. They ended up doing a little bit of construction there. So now they are back in front of the door to the apartment building. Thankfully, however, they are on the side with the street, so they are like visible. Instead of being hidden behind our like fence to the building. So there is like some forward momentum as far as like they are not in my way anymore.
We love progress here in the Mind Sculptors.
What'd you say?
I said we love progress here on the Mind
Sculptors. We love progress. We're all about progress and of course following God's word. And so
speaking of progress, it's time to get right with the Lord.
Time to get right with the Lord. But yeah, no, some people last week commented about how that I'm slowly becoming a curmudgeoned and I'm like one step away from like being a get off my lawn person. And I like, I hate to break it to you guys, but like, it's not a slow descent. It's just a state of being. I sent you a message about that a few days ago where I was just like, man, these poor folks who don't know that this is just is who I am. It
reminds me of the astronaut meme where they shoot the person in the back of the head.
Yeah. Always has been. The only reason I'm not a get off my lawn person now is because I don't have a lawn to like, listen, if you think that the minute I get a front lawn, I am not going to sit out there with a rocking chair, smoking a cigar, yelling at kids to get off my lawn, and you think I'm not going to do that? You are insane. That's the only reason to have a lawn. So, you know, that's that. Just wanted to give you an update on where I'm at.
On where my lawn's at. Yeah.
I'll let you know where our lawn is at. And the motherfucker's still double parking. I swear to God, every time it happens,
Sorry, that one got me.
Listen, man, the airing of the grievances is happening right now. Anyway, that's not why y'all are here. Although,
oh, really?
It might be part of why some people are here because some people have told me they actively enjoy the bullshit. So for the people who aren't here for the bullshit, welcome. Here is your time stamp or whatever. And so today we are doing a little bit of a brewer's session, a little bit of a brew sesh, so it were. And we had talked about this Commander like a few weeks ago during our, our set review for Fallout. Not New Vegas, but Fallout, the Commander product. And it's for Rose Cutthroat Raider, which is a pretty cool little robot. Does some neat, makes a bunch of junk. And we said that next week we were going to do a, a brew on this. But we lied because I forgot that we had the power rankings last week. So we're doing it this week, and that's great because it gave us some time to get some of the, we put out a call. We lit the beacons, so it were, for the fans to give us some good deck names for this Rose deck that we are going to be building today. And Ian, the fans did not disappoint.
Okay.
At all. So let me go down through these. We're going to we're going to rank them one through whatever. Okay. And the best one. And so we're kind of going to do a tier. So this is also a little bit of a tier list.
Yeah.
Because we're on the Mind Sculptors. Everything's a tier list. All right. So we've got our first one. This is number one by default. And this is Rose's Extreme Disaster. Well, I guess I should also, put the caveat out there. We asked for deck names where it was a what's it called? Where it's like a word stands for each letter.
Acronym.
An acronym. for red. So R-E-D, red. Mm-hmm. So each one needs to be a thing in the acronym. And so our first one is Roses Extreme Disaster. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Roses Extreme Disaster?
It feels a little negative. You know, I feel like we want to start off with a bit of a little pizzazz, a little bit of like, hey, we're going to do this here thing. And Extreme Disaster makes me feel like, you know, a little bit like we're not starting off on the right foot, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit like this is going to be a bad deck. Yeah. And like what we do here is, listen, we've got a lot of criticisms over the years that we're like a bad stack pushing podcast.
And I it was before I got here, but sure.
You were part of the team. It was before officially part of like the week to week team, but you were still associated. I don't want to think people to get the wrong idea that we're making a bad deck, because we don't make bad decks here. We make good decks. We make tournament winning decks, or at least top 16 decks.
Yeah, we make top 16 decks
for sure. Yeah, we make top 16. So this one's a no, I think. I don't know. It's number one by default. Let's go to the next one. It's Roses Enormous Dock Side.
I feel like you buried the lead with that one. Like it's like Roses Enormous, and you gotta like hold it.
Uh-huh.
Dock Side.
You know what? You do it better then.
I just did.
Okay. Well, you know, listen, I'm sorry, I don't have the great comedic timing of the legendary comedian.
That's me.
So what do we think of this one? I think there's some comedic essence there with that like dick joke energy, right? Like, is that the type of energy we're wanting to bring into this?
I can get the, you know, we had a little bit of potty humor, a little bit of goobin, a little bit of implied penile suggestion. But for
do
sure.
you think Jesus would like that? Like, you know, like we have. Is that going to get us right with Christ? And I think that's ultimately where I'm at.
These are the questions we've got to ask ourselves every day. You know what I mean? Like, it's not really even about us anymore, right?
Yeah, it's really about the Lord.
Anyways.
Next one we've got is Rose Evolves Destruction. Okay. You know, nice alliteration there.
Maybe not as, you know. In what way is it evolving? You know what I mean? Like, that's
Evolve. Isn't that like a green mechanic? You know,
it is. Well, Simic specifically, but yeah.
Simic. Well, you know, that's notably not red.
Notably not red. Yeah.
So that's not a great one. Radioactive Energized Device.
I can get behind that. Yeah. It really makes me think like, oh, is Rose is part of a greater system here. She has a greater plan attached to her. You know what I mean?
She's just a cog in the machine.
She's a conduit for Christ's will, for sure. Oh shit. Okay. This is not gonna be a salient episode for
it's
sure.
It's fine. Here's conduit for the Lord. Wait, how do we make this screw the fans, how do we make this a Jesus joke? I think we found the direction again. It's got to be it's something. It's R-E stands for something, and the end is like devil, and it's like the evocation is we're shooing the devil away with the power of red.
But yeah, Rose exercises the devil. I'm so sorry to the
Audience, I'm sorry you guys lost this one. I don't know what to tell you.
Do we want to make it a little more tongue-in-cheek? Is it Rose exorcises the devil or Rose evicts the devil? Because I really like this idea that Rose just gives him the boot, you know?
I do like the evicts part. The exorcise is a little bit darker in tone. Mm-hmm. I think of the great Exorcist movie that is coming out soon, the new one. And, you know, when I see that trailer before a movie in theaters, I just got to close my eyes because I know that is not what the Lord would want me to see. I think that right now, that's not the energy we want to be bringing into this Christian Minecraft server.
Now, hold on. I have a question because this might be a one word word.
Okay.
Okay. It seems like devil worship is not one word.
You know, that is correct. Those are two distinct words.
Okay, wait.
Oh, what if it's Rose exercise demons?
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
We're getting rid of
Red's demons.
Mm-hmm. Now
we're making Red good great again here. Rose exercise demons.
I like that. What about Rose exterminates devilry?
Ooh,
that one's Rose. Like, it's because if you look at the picture for Rose, right, she's not a white crusader.
It's pretty badass.
Like if I was looking at like Nadar, right, like I would be like, ah, yes, that is a paladin on the side of God. Rose says like she knows she's also going to hell, but she's doing it for the Lord. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's like she's not a paladin of devotion. She's Rose, a paladin of vengeance. Right.
Rose eviscerates demons is a real like. I'm kind of like, or Rose eviscerates devilry or Rose eviscerates demons is like kind of the
demons sauce I'm trying because to. Demons is easier to spell.
Yeah.
I have no idea how to spell devilry, if I'm being honest with you.
Eviscerates is fine.
Well, I'm not going to be the one to tell you that there's a red line under eviscerates right now in my document, but I feel like you could connect the dots. Hold on. How do we Google? Please help.
Eviscer. Yeah. There
you go. Okay. Okay. I wasn't that far off. I just didn't have the S. Okay. Okay. It's
viscerousier plus a couple extra letters.
Oh, duh. Right. Like we're eviscerating. We're disemboweling. Rose is disemboweling demons.
He's got a saw for a hand.
Listen, guys, you gave us some great deck names, but here's the issue you got to understand is you are also going up against two people who don't take themselves very seriously at all, and we're making some Jesus. We are all about the spirit of the Lord here on the Mind Sculptors. And so I am here to stand for the values that my mom raised me with.
I love that part in Fallout 4 where Mr. Handy comes in and starts killing demons for the Lord.
Did we lose the plot somewhere? And should we save this for a Doom universe is beyond? Because I think it'd be great for that.
We have struck gold and there's nobody taking this away from us. I'm actually crying. Oh, man.
Well, we've done like 90% of the real work, which is naming.
Yeah,
the deck.
Most of this deck is basically done at this point. So, you know.
Rose.
Oh, man.
Oh, wrong keyboard. I have two computers in front of me right now because why not?
Yeah.
So Rose. Eviscerates demons.
I think the easy way to do it is write r.e.d and then, or you can do r parentheses.
Oh.
No, I'm saying like the r of rose in parentheses. Oh, yeah, you can do that too.
I guess I don't need the dots in the parentheses. See, does this work?
Yeah,
that works. Is this what we like?
Yeah. Is there any, can you add emojis to Amoxie? Yeah, you can, right?
I can. I gotta go into OBS. Hold on. I gotta go into OBS and make sure it can see my cursor capture here. Cause we've got a whole new world of additions here. Oh no, you can't see it still. Oh no.
Oh, that's so sad.
Okay.
Also, I know there's going to be someone in the audience. Y'all know the other people who watch this show. If you can just timestamp when we actually start this deck, that would be great. Yeah, that's it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
I think. Oh, wait. Hold on. I need praying hands.
Yeah. Oh, is that not? What's the second one then?
That's a church.
Oh, okay. It's a little blurry right now.
So, it's a little small right now. I think once we make this big, right, you'll see that perfect.
Okay.
How many lands am I putting in here? Listen, it's time. Can we get serious?
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. We can take a second to purge the sillies, and we can cut it in post. Oh man. Okay. I think I'm
good. I just.
It's so good. It's so good.
It's the cross, the combination of the cross, the church, and the praying hands. Really does it for me. I feel so bad for anybody who doesn't either watch on Spotify or YouTube, because this is a very visual episode.
We'll put a link in the show notes so you can at least jump to the deck.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, that's great.
All right. While we take a second to compose ourselves, I'm going to change into shorts because I'm actually sweating in my house right now.
Yeah, you're good. I'm in shorts already and sweating, so, you know.
Damn. Okay, so I do think if we do make like a final like a version of this deck that we feel is like God tier, you know what I mean? For some reason, if like a brand new card for this deck comes out, right?
Yeah.
I do really like the sort of arrogance of the name Rose Executes the Devil.
Oh, yeah.
But that's got to be its like final form. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's got to be like perfect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do need to make sure that once we make this public, people can see, you know, the genius creators behind this. Okay, so we do this every now and again on this channel and on your channel where we go through and we do like live deck brewing sessions where we, you know.
Can you make it so I can edit?
I have to go.
You invited me to participate.
Yeah, I have to go into the fucking settings, don't I?
Yeah, yeah. It's
so annoying. You would think, wait, what? Why can't I?
I think it's in.
Hold on. Under probably have to reload. Yeah. Almost always have to reload.
Oh, hit the plus button up there. Yeah.
Well, it's already added.
Yeah, no, hit it. Trust me.
Trust. All right, I'm trusting the Lord. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There you go. You had faith.
All right, I had faith. Listen. Moral of this episode is going to be to have faith in Christ.
Wait, what? You didn't trust. Why is it not adding a package? I just put it back.
Try reloading your
page. I hit reload like 3 times.
What are we doing? What are we doing here?
Okay. So I can add cards but not add packages.
Okay.
Weird. Yeah, so I'm just adding like the standard fast mana suite while we sort of get things
over here. We can pause here, I suppose. That way we've got, or I can cut the footage up and make it look really good. But
that was the hardest I've laughed in a hot minute for sure.
Holy shit. Good God, that was fucking funny. I know you and I are McElroy Brothers fans. I have never felt us channel a naming of the episode energy more like perfectly.
Yeah. Okay. Now you should be able to refresh, and I've added lands and stuff like that. There we go. Okay.
Woo.
Okay. So here we have sort of a base package, right? Obviously, land wise, I feel like we're probably going to end up at like 28. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think we need to like go that hard, but
this is one of the things we've talked about on this channel before. You want like always overestimate lands because it's easier to go down on lands than it is to go up on lands.
Absolutely.
So.
I think there's a couple things that like, and so we sort of talked about this beforehand, right? So whenever we're like deck building, right, one of the things that I'm always keen to start on is starting with what I call the skeleton, right? And these are the things that are like kind of imperative, the things that we need no matter what, you know? So if we were doing a blue deck, you know what I mean? We'd be looking at Mystic and Ristic. If we were looking at, blue black deck that's like Mystic, Ristic, all the black tutors, Thassa's Oracle, Demonic Consultation. You know what I mean? Like the stuff that is like absolutely we are not leaving home without, because that sort of gives us an idea of like what's even available to us, right? As far as like slots in the deck. So with this deck, we want to include, in my opinion, the main combos, obviously, right? And then like some of the red staples. So we already threw a little bit of fast mana in there. We definitely can throw in more, right? We are trying to be, in my opinion, like the reddest of red decks, right? Like that's exactly what this deck is trying to do. You're trying to go fast. You're trying to go burr, right? Like you want to use Rose's ability because not only is she card advantage in red, right? But she's also mana advantage, right? So like all of your combats are turning into rituals and card draw spells, right? So that's pretty important. And I know we talked about it a little bit when we did the set review, but we definitely want to add like KCI, right? Krok Clan Ironworks. Mm-hmm. And that's going to help a lot with, I think, what is going to be our main win condition, which is just going to be Aggravated Assault, right?
Whoa. Computer, you good?
So with KCI and Rose and Aggravated Assault, right, we only have to swing at two different players, right? And the way extra combats work is that the raid triggers at the end of every combat, right? So we'll go to combat, right, swing at two people, make two junk, sack them both the KCI, that makes 6 mana, right? Because it's the 2 from KCI and the 1 red from Rose, which then is enough to pay for Aggravated Assault. So we net I guess we don't net infinite colorless mana because the mana does go away, right? But like we net a colorless mana and we're able to activate Aggravated Assault and go to combat and hopefully dead our opponents before we lose creatures, right? And then one thing that I think has been really successful for mono red lately is just making the decks like soup combo decks, right? So like just relying on the fact that red goes fast, red goes insanely explosive, and then just like punching through with a bunch of different red stuff, basically, right? So I think like we're probably going to want to put like Breach in there, right? Oh yeah, definitely want to put Mach Zibble with our Artifact Commander for sure. I think we definitely put Underworld Breach in. I think, you know, we can definitely afford a Grinding Station. Also has some synergy with our commander. Yeah, we definitely want a Wheel of Fortune for that same reason. I think we probably put Lion's Eye Diamond in there for same Breach reasons. I think it feels pretty free to me. I don't know how you feel about this, Cal, but like, I feel like a Conqueror's Flail and a Defense Grid both feel pretty
100%
pretty necessary here, just because we are trying to go fast in red and like trying to cast a bunch of spells, and we don't want to worry about feeding Rhystic Studies and stuff like that.
100%.
And then obviously with that, like red last Pyroblast, same thing. So I don't know how you feel about this, but like with our commander being as heavy on mana production as she already is, I think like Godo Helm actually just works here.
Yeah, you know? I was thinking about that earlier when I was like before we went on, because I was kind of thinking about some different ways to take the the list. And one of the things that I do like about Godo Helm in this is that it kind of just layers on top of what you're already doing really well.
Right. Right.
And the way it does layer is that you get additional roses that trigger more times, which is very it is a cascading effect.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so that was one thing I was thinking. I also was thinking that like Goblin Engineer is like a must. So it's just like Goblin Engineer
and Goblin Welder.
Like this is probably like the best Goblin Engineer, Goblin Welder deck I think I've ever thought of or like conceived. Full disclosure, we've been memeing like a lot during this episode about like specifically the name or whatever.
Right.
In like all sincerity, I never have played a red deck that I've gotten excited about.
Yeah,
and this is like a red commander that I'm like genuinely excited about.
Yeah, me too.
So we get that. We get Godo. And then we get Helm of the Host.
We definitely need Crime Novelist as well. That's like pretty iconic for this deck.
Crime Novelist is great here.
It's like so good here.
It's actually insane here. I'm just going to go ahead and put Dockside in, because why not?
Yeah, I guess we could probably put Dockside in.
I think Dockside is probably good enough. I think Ragavan might be, you know, up the snuff.
I think we definitely, like, 1,000% need Delayed Blast Fireball. It's, like, insane here. Like, if you crack it off a junk, it's dumb. But also, like, we are trying to be a one-sided combat deck, right? And, like, jamming a Delayed Blast is just like, cool, thanks. One-sided, wipe the board, go to attack with my red Timna, you know?
No, I totally agree with you there. Let's see.
Do we want, like, a Lightning Greaves? Feels like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Greaves is really good.
I also think Loyal Apprentice is perfect for this deck.
Yes. Oh, really? What do you think about Loyal Apprentice is really good? Is it the fact that it makes colorless Thopter artifact creatures that gain haste and trigger our commander and also sack to KCI? What was the part about it that you like? I got to use the Fallout version. God damn it.
Yeah. Are there any other mono red junk cards that actually don't suck? I don't think so.
We are going to do a little thing over here and go to edhrec.com. Go to rows. I'm just pulling this up as we're talking. Kind of see what is out there, just so I have some ideas. Reckless Fireweaver. I didn't think about that initially, but that's not a bad idea. I think that might be like a little too cute, but.
Yeah, I think so too.
Let's see. Combat Celebrant isn't bad.
Yeah, I don't know what it does for us, though.
I don't know that we need it.
We definitely need J-Will.
Yeah, we need J-Will, and we need Ruby Medallion.
Well, we do the trick you showed me the other week.
The what?
The trick you showed me the other week, where we don't have to switch back and forth.
Oh,
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just add them here.
Probably want a Chaos Warp, just because we always kind of need a Chaos Warp. Also, yeah. Facebreaker and Roaming Throne add additional ways to go infinite with Aggravated yep. Assault. Gamble probably want, yeah.
Raid.
I don't know if we want Plasma Sack, but we can at least sideboard it.
Yeah, we're just kind of going through adding stuff.
Definitely want Imperial Recruiter.
Yep, yeah, we need Imperial Recruiter. Runaway Steamkin's not a bad idea.
I can get behind it. I don't love it, but I can get behind it.
Yeah, like I don't love it either, but I think there's something potentially there, right?
Delina is also cute with our
computer. Which one?
Delina.
Yes.
And Karlach, I think we have to add, but like it almost pays for itself immediately.
Yeah.
I feel like with the amount of, because I feel like we want to play like the Rabble Masters and the War Bosses of the world. Like, is this going to turn into a Breath of Fury deck?
We'll see when we're the closer we get to it.
That's valid.
Because I think right off the bat, I want to see where it lands.
Definitely
want a Treason Ahsoka. Holy shit.
I don't know if we do. Do we really?
At least in a first pass, right? Like, fair, I mean, the amount of mana it gets us to just kind of go do our thing.
First pass.
We already have Goblin Welder.
Quicksmith is kind of cute. I don't know if it's good, but it's cute.
Yeah.
We need the Magus.
We gotta grab that Magus.
Yeah. I feel like the Kiki lines are like my biggest question for this deck is like how deep into the red combos are we going?
I'm gonna add it, but I'm gonna put it in the sideboard. But like it does like combo with like a Port Razor, right? So we don't have to go down the traditional red Kiki lines. Like we could just Port Combat Celebrant was what I was thinking. But we can just, what'd you say?
I said it also does work with Port Razor too, for sure.
Yeah, it does work with Port Razor. But my thought is that we can just play the stuff that just like also works already with like our Helm combos so that we aren't, you know, going too wild on it.
Some of the stuff's a little cute, you know.
Yeah.
Swan there. We should already have Swan.
What'd you say?
I said I think we already have Swan there, but just
we don't have Swan in there.
No, that's a mistake.
Wild Magic Surge.
I'm almost tempted to play like Desperate and Pyretic Ritual just to get Rose out sooner.
Pyrite and what?
Pyretic and Desperate Ritual.
Yeah. No, I can get behind that. I think like the idea of being able to like power out your commander is very very real. We already have that.
All that stuff's kind of like it's all right. You know, I'm not like super excited about it.
Right.
Seize the Day is kind of cute. It's like a draw 7, right? Like if you think about it, if you have three creatures that can attack.
Yeah.
Because like you go to combat, right? Crack 3 junk, flip a bunch of cards that you can cast, right? Use the mana to cast Seize the Day. Then you go to combat again. Right, like so you basically pay 1 mana into it in total if you have 3 creatures that attack.
Oh, okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. It took me a second to get there, but I'm here. Reckless Handling's pretty all right.
I'm not a huge fan of that card, but I can
accept. Fuck. I didn't even think about this, but Infernal Plunge is great.
Wait, why?
Think about like the stuff we do with like Crime Novelist and shit like that, where it's like
we're only working with creatures, right?
Well, yes, but my point is that like we're gonna have plenty of things to sack to it theoretically. Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
I'm gonna put it here for now. Well, we can cut it.
Yeah,
first pass.
Twin Flame, we definitely need, because I think we were definitely full going on the Twin Flame dual caster line for sure. Song probably works.
Does it?
I don't know. I feel like it's not bad, but yeah, I can see it being okay.
Heat Shimmer. Chain Reaction's funny.
Yeah.
Let's see. We already got KCI. We do need the One Ring.
Oh. Stryonic also goes infinite with our commander and Great Assault. Oh no, because Stryonic does not tap. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soul Cleaver though, holy shit.
Hilarious. Yes.
That's good. Very oh, funny.
Wait, go up a little bit. Because Pip-Boy, ironically, also works with our commander and three attackers and Aggravated Assault, too.
Yes.
For now, obviously, you can't go too deep into the Aggravated Assault combos, right? Because, like, right. At a certain point, you know, Assault is the hard part to count or to tutor in Mono Red, you know?
Right. That Blood Moon, baby. Mm-hmm. Blood Moon.
Grim Reaper Sprint might make a cut at some point, just because it's like pretty powerful for the mana cost.
Yeah, no, that's we talked about that. Like, it's a decent card. I always like adding Fable, even if it doesn't make it. I just think it's a worthwhile card to at least think about. And then Reddy's cute. I don't know.
I mean, it goes deeper into like the Goblin Welder Engineer shit that we're kind of doing, but like,
I don't know how deep we want to go into that.
I concur.
We
definitely want War Room. Definitely want Saga.
Yeah. We already got Ancient Tomb in there. Nykthos, sure.
Yeah, Magic Fair. Yeah.
So Kenzen, Sandstone Needle, City of Traders. Oh, we could get on those sick Valakut lines, man.
We've got Rogue's Passage.
What'd you say?
So we could be at Rogue's Passage.
Rogue's Passage. Curse Turtle, or Curse Mirror, excuse me.
Yeah. Probably not.
Yeah. And then Cavern.
Yep, all that. Yeah, for sure.
Just add in all the things.
I mean, do we actually want fetch lands in a mono red deck?
Yes, you want to cut how many lands you're drawing. That's absolutely you. Yes, you do, Ian. You thin your deck every time.
Never do in the current meta, just because the opposition agent is way more relevant than deck thinning in general. But yeah.
Here is a PSA to people out there. If you are oppositioning agent people's fetch lands and not people's tutors, then we've got bigger issues.
I think that's a fuego take on your part, but that's okay.
I would much rather sit on a opposition agent than throw it on.
Yeah, you also just play decks that can afford to sit on cards like opposition, right? Like most decks cannot afford to sit there with three mana every single turn, right?
Sure. But yeah, that's a good amount of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead. We can copy. Maybe. Flipboard. Just go ahead and I know people told me that you in the last one that we did, where it's like, Al, you can just go to the EDH Rex thing right here. But here's the thing about it is you don't get all of the like ability to filter and go by like different like build types and whatnot. Like it also takes forever to load. So, all right, here's where we are at the current moment.
Yes.
We've got some good stuff going on here.
I don't think Hellkite Charger makes the final cut, but that's one other one I was kind of looking at. At least sideboard it.
Mm-hmm.
Aggravated Assault really is a card that is so unlike anything else that exists.
Yeah, it really is.
Fortunate. Because I think the point of this deck is like there's not going to be a ton of ways. And I do think Breath of Fury does make this final cut for sure.
Mm-hmm.
think we start to look at like, yeah, War Boss and Rabble Master and stuff like that, the things that make combat or make tokens every combat, right? Because we can afford to throw them away and get junk out of them, right? Which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, so at least to me, the idea is, you know, we are going to combat, we are accruing a bunch of value, much like a Timna deck, right? But we're trying to go a lot faster than those types of decks, for sure. With the idea that you are accelerating very rapidly into a red deck, because it is not only card advantage, once again, but mana advantage as well, right? And then, yes, we have things like Aggravated Assault that are going to be like hard finishers, right?
With payoffs.
Right. But at the same time, we also want things that are like, like, it is okay to just accept that our commander won't give us hard combos, and I was literally just about to type that in myself, and accept the fact that she will be an enabler for the many, many, many combos that we can create later down the line. Mm-hmm. I also wonder if, like, we, like, at what point are we a KCI deck, too? You know? Mm-hmm. Like, harder into the KCI stuff, so that would be, like, this is where the tough part comes in, because it's, like, how much do we need to commit to that plan, right? Which, it starts to look like, okay, you want like, you want at least KCI Junk Diver, Mirror Retriever, and Scrap Trawler, right? Because those,
I don't think we need to dip into that. I think KCI presents enough value on its own that we don't need like to put more cards into the deck.
Yeah,
if that makes sense. That doesn't necessarily overlap with our. With our total gameplay. I think like KCI is like a solid value engine, right? That can also combo, which I think is a important piece there.
Yeah. I also want some of our free interaction in red, right? So I'm thinking like Thunderclap and Pyrokinesis, I feel like need to go in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Fury's good. I genuinely, it being at sorcery speed is like, pretty bad.
Yeah, but it's free, so like
it doesn't mean anything.
sure it does.
The big problem with Fury also is that like, yeah, you could argue that like, oh well, if you have a bunch of cards in hand, right? But like Fury, and this is a reason, you know, for against Pyro too, right? But like we don't have cards in hand, right? We're gonna have exile and
cards. No, like I'm not saying we're gonna keep it, but like I think if we're adding those things in, we might as well add Fury in.
Yeah, I don't know that I agree, but I see what you're saying.
Fury's Banned in Modern, good card. come on, guy.
Okay.
Well, to be fair, Violent Outburst is also now banned in Modern. So yeah. What does that mean?
Chase the Mind Sculptor and stuff. Oh no, it was my bad.
He was. He's not banned anymore. But
yeah. Yeah. So Splinter Twin here. That's my counter argument.
Interesting.
Which is technically a card we could play if we go down the Kiki lines also. But
yes. Believe it or not, I was kind of thinking about in my Atali build, this is gonna get cut, but playing Splinter Twin because of the fact that you can put it on an Atali and make a copy of itself. Because it's not legendary. So it like immediately pays off instead of like something like Helm where you have to pay more and it just like four mana. Yep. Here's the thing. Anyway.
Yeah.
And cut. So we've got a lot of different stuff going on here. I think what I would like to do is kind of
trim
some of the extra combat stuff. I think we've got a lot of them. We've got a Hellkite Charge, we've got a Godo, Port Razor, Karlach. Where is it? What's the other one? Combat Celebrant. I think we could trim that down to like at most three.
Yeah. Honestly, as much as I love the boy, I don't think this is. I think we can confidently cut Kiki and Combat Celebrant.
See, I think Combat Celebrant is like one of the two that are the best.
I think it's awful. It's a 4/1 in a Bowmaster's format.
Sure.
And also, like, gets blocked by a delighted halfling and trades.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, sure.
That's tough.
Yeah.
I also still don't think we're a treasonous ogre deck.
What'd you say?
I don't think we're a treasonous ogre deck.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
We take that out. I don't know. What'd you say?
Port Razor can definitely go.
Yeah.
Karlak, I like specifically just because it does not.
You got them playing Baldur's Gate 3 and Choose Your Romance.
I've never played it. Because it says whenever you attack. You know what I mean? So, like, it's not need to be Karlak specifically, right? So you can play Karlak, go to combat, get that extra combat
Right away. You know what I mean? Yeah. We can first pass.
First pass. Hellkite Charger needs to go, I think.
Yeah, I think that's a. That's a buy.
Specifically because it's an in-combat trigger, right? Yeah. So, like, you have to pay 7, which you need multiple things that double Rose's ability to get to that much mana.
And you need
that
a lot of stuff to go right.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. I think
Runaway Steamkin's probably a little bit
too cute here.
If we were on one of the stormier versions of Mono Red, I think it's amazing, right? But, like, that's not where we're at.
For sure. I have a hard time cutting Bergy right now. I don't think it's
why.
Well, okay. Let me rephrase that. I never mind.
okay.
Don't worry.
Sounds good. One addition. Sorry to make you make additions. I feel like we need a Hope of Ghiripur in here.
Yeah.
Just such a good attacker with our commander and also like evasion plus a silence effect for our wins. You know what I mean?
Right. All right. We got that. Loyal Apprentice, of course. Of course.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's like uncuttable from this deck.
Yeah. I think there are a lot of good cards just in the one in two mana. Like the one in two mana slot is like perfect. Yeah. The three mana slot is a little bit less perfect, but I also don't see any cuts in that.
Is Delina? Delina feels cuttable.
Oh, Delina's 4 mana, baby.
Oh, you said 3. I didn't hear that.
Sorry. Yeah.
I like everything in threes right now. Yes. I think like the make a dudes go to combat people are important. Speaking of which, we might want to add the new squee to the one that you can cast from your graveyard.
This one?
Dubious Monarch. Yeah.
Okay, you can get rid of Delina. Roaming Throne, good card. Infernal Plunge. Oh, man, if we're doing the
I'm so confused. Where's the Infernal Plunge love coming from?
Well, I actually just generally like that card, but
yeah, I think so. It's a good card too, but like, I don't know why this deck.
That's fair. I don't see anything here that I hate. Like, I don't love Seize the Day, obviously. But I think
synergy is really high.
It synergizes really well, and the flashback ability means that I don't feel that bad about it.
It's bad. Oh my god, how do we miss this? It only taps a creature.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Goodbye. I'm just deleting that. That never happened.
Yeah.
And Blasphemous Act is like one of the last cuts I would make from this, honestly.
Really?
I like board wipes, but maybe we don't need it. I don't know.
You're in mono red, my friend.
Okay.
We have delayed blast, right? Like what? I don't think we need to go too hard into the
removal. I believe in. I listen, I'm not the red. The red guy in the pairing. I'm the blue mage. So we are both is it mages, but I definitely lean one direction. You lead the other direction.
For sure.
Don't see anything here that is
really egregious. No, not
bad. Yeah. Like I think we could probably pick one of these.
Yeah.
And my personal opinion is Wild Magic, but
I agree. I thought they meant to cut.
What?
I think Wild Magic is very often super awkward. Just because, like, what, like, think about the cards that are, like, really tough permanent types Well, I don't know. What's the toughest like thing we're going to be fighting against, right? Because that's where Chaos Warp and Wild Magic Surge come in, right? Like, what's the thing that's going to stop us as like an artifact or enchantment, you know?
Like Null Rod.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one, right? So like, yeah, so that could flip into an artifact that's kind of shite, right? It might ramp our opponent a little bit, but that's not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the other ones would be like Stony, right? I just worry about like, you know, hitting a Rhystic Study or something and then flipping into a Mystic Remora. You know what I mean? That's the kind of shit that I like.
Well, yeah, I think that's
like, that just means I probably can't use it that way, right?
Yeah. I think I hear what you're saying, but I also think that you're going to run into the same thing on the other side, I feel like. And it's just the amount of things that can go wrong with Chaos Warp, I feel like, are higher than the amount that can go wrong with Wild Magic Surge. So for now, we'll keep Thunderclap, Pyrokinesis, Aetholic. We got to keep those. And then we get down to the artifacts.
Yep.
I put Skull Clamp in here mostly because I think Skull Clamp in this deck, given how many like little 1/1s we're going to be making, can be potentially very good as like just a way to get rid of, like, we can, the world I'm envisioning, right, is you're able to sack a junk, make a red, equip this to the 1/1 Thopter you just got, and then draw two cards. And now you effectively got three cards off of that.
Yeah. I mean, then we're throwing away our attackers forever, right? Which is like,
not forever. We're also generating them like often, right?
We have three cards that do it, but yeah, I see what you're saying.
Soul Cleaver might be a bit too cute.
Probably.
Well,
there we go. It's like, no, please.
It's like, no, I want to stay. I want to stay.
I think Ruby Medallion's also probably not necessary.
Yeah, I think we're too not red. Like, we're red, but not that red. Are we a Curio deck? I feel like we're a Curio deck.
If we're Magda, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. We don't really have a way to pay off infinite mana, do we?
No.
Okay. We're not a Curio deck.
Well, but if we do Curio, right?
Yeah.
We do infinite bounces of Dockside, right? And then what can Magda pull out of the deck?
Right. But here's the issue. How are we pulling Magda out in the 99? You know what I mean? Like,
no, the whole point is that Magda and Dockside become a two card combo, right? Like, that's the idea.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Because then you Cloudstone, and then you could. Then you.
I mean, it gets you the KCI that you need to, like, do your stuff, right?
Oh, no, then you just get Grinding Station. You have infinite treasures.
And then you
go through and mill your opponents out.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. So
we're KCI, that, and like,
huh?
We're KC, or we're a Curio deck.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we need Magda though. Yeah.
I put Magda in.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yep. I added Magda.
All
right. Right up here. So, let's see. Underworld Breach, Assault, Blood Moon. We can.
I think Fable's a little slow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also with Boros and Rabblemaster, I feel like Sprint is going to trigger so easily.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I would agree with that. The other thing too, on Breath of Fury, Lair, Sacrifice. I mean,
Breath of Fury is one of our best win cons.
Is it?
Yeah. If we have a Loyal Apprentice, like 90% of the time, that just wins us the game, Breath of Fury.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right, because you hit them one in the air, sack it. You need two tokens, basically, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you have to have already had one token.
Yes, exactly.
You need to have one Ornithopter already.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, Holy shit. We're at 45 land? Or,
yeah, because yeah, we had 30 mountains in there.
Okay, we're going to just... remove all for now. And then add
like 13.
Yeah, tons. 13 montañas.
I don't think this is an emergent zone deck. I don't think there's some consideration for like swapping to Snowlands and playing Mouth of Ronam, maybe. But also you could just play like Command Beacon instead. Oh no, because either way Draenith has to die, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of why like Mouth of Ronam could be kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. This Barbarian Ring doesn't kill it either, you know?
Right.
I've traditionally liked that in mono red, but I understand not wanting to do that.
Mouth of what?
Ronam.
Oh, this card. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't see any reason to not. 12. No. Covered.
Woo. Also, everybody, if I was to be sleeving up this deck, I would not be playing the fetch lands, but that can be a Cal and I difference.
Yeah, I think you're on crack.
that's okay.
So, you know, I listen, we can just like good Christians. I'm not going to make that joke. that's too mean.
Oofa doofa. All right. But now we're at 93. We have slots to add.
We have slots, baby. We have slots. We got slots back. Let's go down here to the Arcane Signet.
Oh, we definitely want Arcane Signet.
Oh, we don't have Arcane Signet in there?
No.
The fuck? How do we miss that one?
Because the artifact package early was slim.
Hmm.
Hmm. I feel like, is this maybe a Manifold Key deck, right? Because, like, we can grab it off Urza Saga, untaps our One Ring, untaps our Commander, you know, and also can give evasion if times get tough, you know?
Yeah. Listen, we got six slots, baby. We have room to, this is jazz. We got.
Okay, hot take here.
Okay.
Because we don't need to connect in for combat damage. We just need to go to combat and attack different players, right? Meaning we can go for bad attacks, and unlike a Timna deck, that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? As long, it, like in the same way that like Najeela doesn't really care until it hits a certain point, right? So I'm wondering if maybe we play a Dolmen Gate.
A what?
Dolmen Gate, D-O-L-M-E-N.
The fuck is this? Ow. My arm is like, prevent all combat damage that would be dealt to attacking creatures you control. Okay. Okay.
Is that, you're not liking that?
No, it's fine. It's great. I'm sure that, you know what? I can appreciate that you like it.
Okay, I'll take that. And then I think, like, with our breach plan, right? We don't have a great, like, yeah, we can, like, sort of grinding station down to, like, a dual caster mage and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff, right? But, like, with how many hard slots we have open, I feel like we could easily do the KCI stuff. So, like, Scrap Trawler, Junk Diver, Mirror Retriever, and then have Aetherflex Reservoir as a payoff.
Ooh, that's exactly 100.
It is exactly 100. Now, I don't know if that's like the plan to go for is like that combination, but like, I don't know. I feel like it works pretty decently. Baby. It is jazz.
Listen, this is mono red deck, our first pass at it, and it is named Rose Eviscerates Demons. Like, let's go for it, baby. You forgot about the name for a minute, didn't you?
Yeah.
you got into brewing this and then forgot yeah. about the name. it's beautiful. Do we not play Dolmen Gate? I want to play. Come on, man. This, there's no way.
I'm not objecting. That's fine.
Okay. I don't know about that. The stuff we cut, I'm not like, oh, we've gotta. Yeah. I'm like, what? I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I was looking at the considering board and I was like, oh, do we want to add any of those back? And I was like, not really. Did we miss anything on this? I don't feel like we did, but
I'm like, right now I'm like looking at some old KCI Wait,
Touch. Do we have a braid in here?
Oh, what?
We do have a braid. Okay. I was just making sure we had like our fruits and vegetables in here. Like, I second guessed myself. I was like, we have a braid? No, we got a braid. Okay.
I thought you said, do we have a brain in here? And I was like, between the two of us, maybe at best.
Do we have a brain in the jar in the stuck?
Yeah. Classic. I don't know. Maybe the KCI stuff might be bad.
Sure, but I mean, it's we can give it.
I mean, we're already on KCI, right? Like, so there's
I think, and we like if we decide we want to cut it later, we can. Hilariously, we can play like Ornithopter, and it still triggers Rose.
I genuinely was thinking that, yeah, like there is a certain level of like trite card that we can play and kind of get away with it.
And like it works with other stuff. So
honestly, do you want to cut a land for Ornithopter? I'm like kind of about it.
Let's do it. I normally am not for cutting lands, but I mean, we're playing 27 in our mono red deck.
Yeah,
we're fine. Makes mana for a living.
Yeah, literally, we're fine.
Oh, we don't have Lightning Bolt.
Who needs it?
I don't know. We might not find the answer in this episode, and I think that's okay. Yeah. Something like Cursed Totem could be fine. But I think overall we've got like a pretty good idea of like a first pass at this deck.
Yeah.
And so overall, Ian, like, what are your thoughts on just a reminder, Rose Eviscerates Demons?
You knew exactly what you were doing when you said it like that. I think the deck is cool. I mean, obviously, I'm a big mono red stan. I definitely want to work on this deck more often. And I think we've got some stuff here that I'm definitely willing to sort of shift around a little bit. You know, I do think some of those hands were a little. It doesn't feel illustrative of the deck, right? Yeah. Like some of those really felt like they were just some low ball hands, right? So. I definitely want to mess around with the numbers a little bit. There's definitely some adjustments I would make to our current existing one. It definitely feels like, it feels like the rough draft that you hand into your English teacher that you did the night of. And then like the final draft, they're like, make these edits. And you're like, oh, well, I actually thought about it on the final draft, you know? Mm-hmm. But no, I think the deck is solid. I think this is a lot of the pieces that I would use. And now it's just this idea of like, we have all this like clay, let's mold it into something real, you know?
There's definitely something real here. And I think I like what this is.
This is also just like the commander I've most been excited about in mono red for a long time. Like, genuinely.
You say that, but like every set you kind of say that. I'm going to be honest.
No, like this one's actually like good, though. Like, okay. Like you get a lot of card draw here. And once again, the fact that you don't have to deal combat damage is actually very, very
yes,
good.
Yes,
that, right? Like, that is huge. It's just about how many players you attacked this turn. Yeah. And, you know, there's nothing more red than like ripping cards off the top of your library temporarily and making a bunch of mana. Yeah. Right. Like that is
100%.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us on this, on this mission trip into making red great again. You know, we're, you know, exercising, eviscerating the demons from the red culture or whatever. I don't know. I haven't been to church in years.
I hated that a lot for sure.
But anyway, you can support the work of Jesus more by going over to patreon.com/themindsculptors there. We'll pass the plate a little bit and please feel free to contribute to God's work here on the Mind Sculptors. We really appreciate it. Like I said, last week, we are going to be revamping the Patreon. I know I've been saying that for a while, kind of waiting for Cassidy to finish her dissertation, which she's very close to being finished with, because she has a lot of good ideas for what we can do with our Patreon. And so I think we're going to be roping her in to kind of help revamp that stuff. Also, we got a lot of feedback. A lot of people really want merch, it sounded like. So we will also work on some merch and try to get that out this year. You know, if people want to go and support the mission work that you are doing, Ian, how can people contribute to the good work that you are doing over in your congregation?
Yeah, that's not maybe the sort of layup that I would have thrown out there, but I love that for you, friend. No, hey, everybody. So as you all know, not only am I here at the Mind Sculptors, I also have my own YouTube channel, Very Comedian MTG, where you can catch top 16 breakdowns. I've been doing a lot more tournament reports as of late, which have been really fun, which is just like me going through my tournaments. And especially when I, you know, do have a pretty decent run with an interesting deck like last week, which I think it will either be out today or the last Friday by the time you're listening to this. But I'm doing a top four breakdown of my SCG Con run with the Master Transcendent, one of the new Fallout commanders. So definitely always trying new spicy stuff. A lot of the stuff we talk about here on the show, I will often get really inspired by and then like bring to a tournament pretty near afterwards. So it's nice that we have that little synergy. And also I do pretty decently with a lot of different decks. So if you're interested in receiving coaching from me, I do that as my full-time occupation. And you can reach out to me in a number of different ways, which Cal is very nice enough to link down below. But comedianmtg@gmail.com, @comedianmtg on Twitter, and comedian_mtg over on Discord, all of which are pinned on my videos, on Cal's videos, all that stuff. Yeah, come find me if you want to get CEDH coaching. I've had amazing reviews so far. I literally just had a player yesterday who I asked to make their comment in my Twitter banner where they said they got coaching and then haven't missed a top 16 since then. So I was like, okay, that feels pretty good as an endorsement for sure.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I love getting to work with you here every week, and I love getting to edit your videos. That's what I on like truly genuinely, and I don't mean this as just like a talk you up thing, but there for a very long time I was like, man, Ian, I want to edit your content, let me edit your content for you. And then you finally did, and it's I'm so great. I love doing it, and love getting to work with you here on here in the Church of the Sculpty Boys and the first Church of Sculpty. And so thank you all for joining us this week. You know, like I said, do unto others as you would have others do unto you, or some shit like that. See you next week. Thanks for tuning in.